Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Okay, who wants to go down the creepy tunnel inside the tomb first?
We're just going to wait here for a little while until things quiet down, if you don't mind.
You're going down. You're going down. You're going down.
I have a friend who does the diving.
You're going down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Pete from Scuba Board, my guest right now. He had an incident with his tooth exploding on a dive. And in 29 years of doing this show, I don't think we've ever talked to anybody who's actually had this happen to him. But I have heard of these stories of fillings creating problems because you get a little gap air, you know, air pocket in your tooth and, you know, it could pop the filling out or something. But your tooth actually popped out? Is that what you were telling me before the break?
Yeah, the top came off.
Okay.
And when I just started, you feel something weird, you use your tongue. I located immediately. I didn't know what it was. Like, what's this? And I spit it out. And that's when I realized, oh, that looks like a tooth.
Okay.
So I gave it to Mother Ocean. I'm waiting for the mermaids to bring me and put my dollar under my pillow. They have not done that yet.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I think you got to stick it under a seashell or something. But you just let it go. You literally just chuck your tooth. You didn't keep it.
No, I didn't keep. I didn't think they could glue it back on.
Well, did the dentist say that he could have done that if you would have kept it or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's you know, pressure affects things.
Mm-hmm.
And the tooth was relatively healthy. It took them 3 hours to cut the roots out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they were in there.
Yeah,
they weren't ready to come out.
You mean when you went in to get this fixed the second time?
No, when I went to have the roots pulled.
Okay.
You know,
so when you had the root canal done.
There's no capping it.
Yeah, that is one of the worst things. Tell me you were asleep when they did this.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I was
God.
Up for the whole thing.
I had
5 sets of hands, fortunately not all at the same time, in my mouth over a 3-hour period.
Wow. That was the worst. I had that happen years ago, and I was like, never again. If I ever have this done again, knock me out. I don't care if there's a chance I'm not going to wake up. I don't want to go through this. but then you went through this torture, and then it didn't work. Or, you know, you went diving, and it pops out. So the second dentist you go, go to fix your tooth back up or the gaping hole that you now have, I mean, what did he say? They did a bad job, or did he kind of say, well, I would have done it differently, or no, or what?
Well, they can't look at the tooth, and they can't look at the filling. It's gone with the tooth.
Right.
So, I mean, he was very professional.
Mm-hmm.
He said, hey, would you mind if I showed my buddy? And, and she, because it's a lady dentist.
Yeah.
And so she called her friends over, and everyone took a look. You know, my mouth open.
Take a look at this guy. Oh my God.
We scheduled the surgery. Well, she didn't think it was going to be a surgery, but when she got into it, it's like, oh no,
this is a mess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And,
but that she knew you were a scuba diver, did she say, I'm going to take extra special care to make sure we have no air pockets or anything? And
exactly.
It's totally filled and all that kind of thing. Did she say anything to that effect that, you know, if you were ever having dental work done, that you probably should tell the dentist up front, like, hey, I'm a diver. Just make sure whatever you're doing doesn't create any kind of issue with caps or anything.
I don't think so. They didn't suggest that to me at all. In fact, it's a very it's probably more rare than getting bent, you know, far more rare than getting bent. I've
probably
never heard of any other. And you know, being on scuba board here about stuff happening to divers all the time.
Yeah.
And I looked for it on scuba board.
Couldn't find
reference.
One, huh? Yeah. I know I've heard of this happening before, like I said, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's something on Dan's website about, you know, fillings not being properly done. I mean, and in theory, if your dentist is, you know, doing a filling or root canal, doing it properly, there should not be any air gap, period.
There but, should not be.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, is it, would it help if you told them up front, hey, by the way, I'm a diver, make sure they, you know, take a little extra careful time to make sure there's no little air bubbles or anything that could possibly expand.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I also think that it happened between the time of having the filling and that dive was less than a week. And maybe if I had done shallower dives or whatever, right. I don't know. I, you know, it's hard to second guess that stuff.
Yeah.
It's incredibly rare. It happened, you know, and I sometimes hesitate to tell people that because they think, oh, diving's horrible. So, okay, no.
Well, stuff happens. You know? That's all. Yeah. And you it get does. It fixed. And the way and luckily, you explained it, for what it's worth, the root canal was way, way more painful than when the tooth popped out. You didn't even know what had happened, right?
I didn't. Yeah. I didn't, you know, and I've never had a root canal either.
Yeah. When you came up after that dive, did you look at your buddy and he go, hey, what's going on, Bubba? I mean, was it a visible tooth that was missing out of your mouth? And you kind of looked
towards the back.
Oh, okay. At least you didn't.
You know, it's one of the molars. It's the second to the last molar. I had my wisdom teeth out as a kid.
Uh-huh.
So it's the one before the wisdom teeth.
Gotcha.
And so you can't see it. In fact, the tooth popping happened probably 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm just now having the roots pulled out.
Wow. Well, that's an amazing story, Pete. And all I can say is glad I'm not you. But no, I'm kidding. Well, actually I'm not really, but no, I think people might, you know, we may educate some folks today and just something to be aware of. If you have some dental work, you know, maybe give your mouth some time to heal, especially if it's anything substantial like that. You know, more cosmetic type stuff. Yeah, yeah. Because
maybe you'll feel pain. I mean, I felt nothing. I went up into my last stop, and bip, it just popped. It just like okay, like I said, it was a nasty taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
And other than that, I would not have known.
Well, on the bright side, you also got a great story out of it, right? You'll never forget that dive. Was the dive worth it to lose a tooth?
What do you think? We went to go find a airplane, a hell diver that had disappeared for many, many, many years, and they had just found it. We were going down to look at it, so we missed seeing the hell diver.
Okay,
but we were down deep enough where we still had to do decompression.
Yeah,
and
I don't know. You'd put it like a kind of a wash. Like, well, I didn't quite get to see the airplane, but at least I had a good dive out of, and I lost a tooth.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's a dive. Yeah. We got to see fish. You got to see some pelagics. It was fun.
I mean, where it's wetter. Always. Doesn't matter if you have a full set of teeth or not. Just ask Pete from Scuba Board.
Exactly.
Good stuff, Pete.
Exactly.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for the update.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Stay safe diving.
Yeah. Keep smiling. All right. More coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Do you have a message or a product that you'd like to share with the diving world? Well, look no further than Scuba Radio. Just like you, thousands of diving enthusiasts are hearing this message. And we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to scubaradio.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.